因为我们大家翻开但以理书第一章。
Let's turn to the first chapter of Book of Daniel.
我们今天很快的念一下哦，有些人可能对这个很熟，不过我们就中文、英文一起念哦。如果你念英文，你就念英文；念中文的，我们就一起来念第一章跟第三章。
Let's read through quickly, both in Chinese and English, chapter 1 and 3.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
犹大王
第
三年，巴比伦王西来到耶稣，主将并王中殿王吩咐太监长亚斯比拿从以色列人的王和贵带几个人来，就是少年年少相貌俊美，通达各样学问知识，聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里。
And the king appointed them the daily provision of king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, and at the end of their 4, they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of eunuchs had given names. For he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Sadrach, and to Mishael of Meshaddach, and to Azariah of Abednego.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不沾污自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩，受怜悯。太监长对但以理说：“我惧怕我属我是王。”这样你们就
whom the prince of eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, took their servants of his sheep 10 days, and let them give us all food.
求你赐世仆人们十天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用完善那少年人的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。为办便准许他们这样试试看他们十天，过了十天，见他们的面貌比用完善的一切少年人更肥胖，于是委办杀去他们，饮酒给他们素菜吃。这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。尼布撒尼迦王日期满了，太监长就给他们带到王面前，王与他们
Therefore stood they before the king, having all matters of wisdom and understanding. That the king required of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers that were in all his reign, and Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus.
好，谢谢。第三章的话，我们稍微跳着念一下。
We are skip around in chapter 3.
我们念一下那个第三章开始的时候，一到三节。
We will read the beginning of chapter 3, verse 1 through 3.
来，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
尼布加尼撒王造了一个金像，高六十座，宽六座，立在巴比伦省杜撒平原。尼布加尼撒王差人将总祭司、为尼布加尼撒王所立的像开心。于是总督钦差、巡抚、各样的都来聚集。好，他们有几，接下来讲的就是他们有三个人，所有的人都敬拜，只有那个第八节这边讲到有几个加勒底人来控告说他们那三个人不敬拜。
So later it talk about all had worshipped the image except the three. So therefore on verse 8 it says there were certain Chaldeans came near to accuse them.
所以尼布加尼撒王后来叫了他们三个来说你们要敬拜。
So later the king Nebuchadnezzar asked the three to come and say that you should worship.
16-18我们念一下。
Let's read verse 16 through 18.
撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布加尼撒啊，这事我们必不回答你。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的火窑救出来。王啊，他必救我们脱离你手。即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的像。好，所以后来尼布加尼撒王很生气，就把他们丢到火窑里面去了。
So therefore Nebuchadnezzar was very mad, and he threw cast them into the fiery furnace.
连带兵把他们扛进去的都被烧死了。
And even those guards that carried them in were burned to death.
但是在火窑里面，这个不只是看到三个人，看到四个人哦。
But actually, in the fiery furnace, they did not only see three people, but saw four.
27-28节，我们念一下。
Let's read verse 27-28.
来。那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集看这三人，见火无伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。尼布加尼撒王说：“撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救出他。”
And have changed the king's word.
不遵行王命，舍去己身，在他们的神以外，不肯侍奉别神。好，后来他们就给这些人高升。
And later those three got promoted.
好，这个是这两个故事。
So those are the stories happening in those two chapters.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主啊，求主真的是带领我们，借着但以理跟他三个朋友的故事。
Lord, truly that may you lead us through the story of Daniel and his three friends.
让我们更清楚地知道你的心意。
So we can know your will even more.
让我们能够来快跑跟随你。
So we can run after you.
开我们的心。
Open our hearts.
让我们能够了解这对我们的意义。
So we can understand its meaning for us.
求主带领以下时间祷告奉号主耶稣的。
Pray that you lead the following time praying the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
好，开始之前我先讲一下，有一个双胞胎。
As we start, let me share that there are twins.
一个叫 Josh， 一个叫 Kara。
One's name is Josh and the other name is Caleb.
他们在一个很快乐的家庭里面长大。
And they grew up in a happy family.
但是 那一天晚上正他们正睡得很熟的时候。
But that day when they were in deep sleep.
风也很大。
And it was very windy.
结果邻居的这个厨房那个瓦斯爆炸。
And gas explode in the neighbor's kitchen.
所以呢火势就因为风很大所以火势就烧到他们家。
And because it was very windy, so the fire burned towards their house.
他母亲非常爱他们的小孩所以这个很不冒生命的危险去救他们。
Because their mother truly loved her children, so she, regardless of her own life, she saved them.
所以脸烧伤了。
So her face was burned.
所以脚白了。
And her leg become limp.
好，那在这种情形之下，我请大家想一想。
So under such circumstances.I would like to ask you to think about it.
当以后有机会在各样场合上这一对兄弟是不是愿意把他的母亲能够还是一样的介绍给大家。
So later on, do you think that those twins, are they still willing to introduce their mother to other people?
或是有别人跟你说你们来就好了，你的妈妈不用来了。
Or if someone tells them that you just come alone, but not your mom.
请问你应该怎么回答
？Then let me ask you, how will you answer?
你不用回答我，你自己想一想。
You don't have to answer me right here, but think about it yourself.
不过我们讲了底下的事情，也许你就知道答案了。
But as we fellowship later, then you will know the answer.
我们今天讲这个但以理不是故事哦。刚刚讲这个是发生在旧约里面的事情，是真实的哦。
As we share upon Book of Daniel, those are not just stories, but those actually happen in the Old Testament time.
你知道但以理这个名字的意思吗
？The meaning of the name Daniel.
他的意思就是神是审判官哈。
The meaning is that God is my judge.
好，这个名字不但对他有意思，圣经很多名字的话，事实上也对我们有意思哦。
This name does not just have meaning to Daniel, but a lot of names in the Bible also have meanings to us.
你有没有想过，如果神是你的审判官，你在做任何各样事情的时候，你的态度是如何？
Have you ever thought about if God is your judge, then what would you do when you do everything when you have the attitude to face?
常常我们在处理各样事情的时候，有一点像变色龙哦。
Usually, when we handle a lot of things, we are just like we turn to different issues.Depending on the situation.
哦，就是谁的环境的改变，对，就会讲不同的话哦。就是谁颜那个他遇到树的颜色绿色，他就变成绿色那个虫哦。
It's like the kind of animal that turns its color according to its environment. So we speak different things according to our situation.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为我们很怕
，because we are very afraid，
很怕这个失去了利益，很怕得罪人等等。
We're afraid that we lose our own profit and also to offend others.
但是呢，但以理不是这样的人。
However, Daniel is not someone like this.
但以理知道神是他的审判官哦。
Daniel knows that God is his judge.
所以他做事是照神的方式来做，他不用怕结果是怎么样。
So he does things according to the way of God and not afraid what the result was.
因为神是我们的审判官哈。
Because God is our judge.
所以我们今天在处理各样事情，在面对各样事情的时候，我们的态度是如何呢？
So what our attitude shall be when we handle and face different things today?
我们 看一下第一章哦，这边前面讲到第三、第四节的时候，这个太监长从这个以色列少年中挑了几个人哦，然后又是俊美又等等的，然后他们能够教，最后是教他们加勒底文的文字言语哦。
As we look at chapter 1, start from verse 3, we see that the chief officers has picked a few among the Israelites, and they look fair and without blemish, and also they are with all the understanding. At the end, they are going to teach them the Chaldees.
所以他们来到这个不同文化之下，又被掳到这个这边来的时候，他们并没有在这个文化的冲击下改变了。
So as they are being captive into a different culture, they were not being changed by this impact of the culture difference.
所以他还是照样读他的圣经，照样的向神祷告。
So they continue to read their scriptures and continue to pray to God.
我们这些人也是从台湾大陆 各个地方来到美国、哦、
And us, we also come from different places such as China or Taiwan to the United States.
受到美国文化的冲击。
And being impacted by the culture in the America.
不知道我们变成什么样子、哦、
I don't know how we have been changed.
所以有人说这个有一点嘲笑说我们也许对我们下一代，也许对我们说的，说我们像香蕉一样哦。
So some people mock at us that maybe to us or to our next generation that we are like bananas.
为什么呢？因为香蕉外面颜色是什么颜色
？Why is that? What's the color of the peel of bananas?
是黄色哦。
It's yellow.
但是里面是什么
？But what's the color inside?
是白色、哦。
White.
所以呢，我们外面是不能改的，还是黄哦。可是我们里面经常想要变成这样，跟美国人一样，对不对？所以在我们吃，在我们各样事情上，好像，哦、好像跟以前我们的中国文化完全不一样。
So although we cannot change our outside appearance, but our inside would like to become like the Westerners, which will be different from our Chinese culture.
但是再怎么样，我们还是黄皮肤哈。
But regardless, we still have the yellowish skin.
那我们基督徒是不是也是这样呢
？But is it the same for us Christians?
是不是有敬虔的外貌，但是没有敬虔的实际呢
？Do we have the godly appearance outside, but we don't have the godliness in reality?
是不是外面看起来像基督徒，里面很多的都是世界上的东西？
Is it that from the outside we look like Christians, but inside of us are full of the worldly things?
所以我们希望借着这个，让我们知道我们应该怎么样更但以理的故事，让我们知道一下第八节。
So hopefully through the story of Daniel that we know even more, and let's look at verse 8.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requests for the chief officer that he might not defile himself.
这个。King James 英文里面讲说这个 propose in his heart 就是立志，这个 中文比较没有，那 propose in his heart， 所以他在他的心里面已经定义好了要这么做。
So in the King James version it says proposed in his heart， that means that he has already setWhat to do in his heart.
所以这个心是很重要的哦。
So the heart is very important.
你怎么样在这个世界上处各样事情的时候，你的心是怎么样，就决定了你所要做的可能是怎么样哦。
When you face different circumstances in the world, how your heart is, it determines what you will do.
就像马太福音六章二十一节讲到的， 你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Like the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 21, where your treasure is, where your heart is.
所以我们应该常常保守我们的心在主里面，能够是一个好土。
Therefore, we shall always keep our heart in the Lord to be good soil.
不晓得大家有没有看过电影，这个印第安琼斯的电影。
I don't know if everyone has seen the movie Indiana Jones.
有一部是Last Crusade 哈。
One of them is the Last Crusade.
他跟他父亲要去找那个耶稣所喝的那个杯子哈。
He and his father was going to look for the cup that Jesus had drank.
结果最后他父亲受伤了，他就一定要拿。结果他选择上好的，真的是选到那个杯子，然后就给他父亲喝了那个水，他父亲就没有死哈。
So at the very end, his father was wounded, so he had to choose the best among the cups, and accidentally he picked the right cup. Then so his father drank and did not die.
结果那个杯子就成为大家要抢的对象，那个女主角就终于好像要抢到了。
So this cup became the object of everyone's fighting for. So at the very end, the female actress had got it.
结果地裂了，那个女的快要掉下去，可是男的要就是印第安琼斯要救她，可是他看那个杯子过于他的生命哦。
But at the end, the earth split open, and the actor was going to save the actress, but then he see the cup more than her life. She see this cup more important than her own life.
所以呢，他为了要救那个。要拿那个杯子，所以印第安琼斯要拉他都没办法拉，他就没有抓到，就掉下去死了。
Because she was going to grab the cup, therefore that the actor was not able to save her, and she fell and died.
结果那个杯子就正近一点，靠近印第安琼斯旁边哦。
Then the cup was being shaken even closer to Indiana Jones.
他都可以摸到了。
He was almost going
但是还抓不到
but still could not.
可是要再下去一点才抓到
and he had to pull his hand deeper to grab it.
那时候他如果下去抓的话就跟女的一样
if he went grab it then his result would be the same as the female actress.
所以当你摸到这个想要得到的时候你有时候就不顾一切了、
so sometimes when you try whatever you do to grab it, then you just regardless of what happens.
但是这时候他父亲说，看我，不要看那个杯子。
Then, but now his father said, look at me, not look at the cup.
结果他看他就只好放弃那个，然后就跟他父亲抓了他手，然后就救他上来。
As he turned to his father, so he gave up the cup, and his father saved him.
所以这个故事就告诉我们。我们的心在哪里？我们看什么？我们大概就是要像什么。
So this story tells us that whatever we are looking at, then whatever we become and where our heart is.
所以当但以理立志心志，这个要不吃王的膳，然后不喝王的酒。
So when Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile with himself the portion of king's meat nor the wine which the king drinks.
那他不要玷污他自己哦。
He did not want to defile himself.
Defile himself 是 King James 哦。那个 Darby 翻译成 pollute 哈，污染自己哦。Pollute himself.
In the King James version, it's defile himself, and in Darby version, it's to pollute himself.
哦，我们要想想我们平常。什么在 pollute 我们？什么在污秽我们的所有的事情
？We have to think about what are the things that have polluted all of us.
让我们不能在神面前讨他的喜悦。
So we cannot be pleased before God.
是不是我们的思想里面常常在污染我们自己？
Is that our thinkings, our thoughts have polluted ourselves?
当你越思想，你就成为你所想要的。就像你的心在哪里，你就在哪里。
The more you think, then you become what you think. Just like where your heart is, that's where you are.
还有电视，你是不是被电视常污染？
And also televisions, are you also being polluted by the TV programs?
NBA 篮球的人每一个哦，那哪一队？比如说我喜欢迈阿密 Heat， 所有队的队员的名字我都很熟。
For example, if I like Miami Heat from the NBA players, then so I'm so acquainted with all the players in that team.
非常关心哦。可是十二个使徒，最大的是不是叫摩西？哦，第二个是不是叫以利亚？好、哦。我都搞不清楚啊，说不定也叫错了。
But then I'm very confused with the 12 disciples, apostles. For example, if it's the first one called Moses or the second one called Elijah, I'm so confused.
好、哦，这个就是我们心在哪，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
And that's the example of where our treasure is, where our heart is.
然后以此很多啊，比如说 computer。电脑，大家都喜欢玩电脑游戏哈。
And many examples such as people like to play video games on computers.
很多不能说很多啦，说不定有些人今天没有来，就是昨天晚上玩的太晚，爬不起来，今天没办法来了。
Maybe a few of those not here today is because they played the game for so late and could not wake up.
读的书也是一样。
The same with what books we read.
是不是我们读的我们读了爱情小说，我们就幻想白马王子就会自动跑来
？Is it that when we read romance stories and then we think about the princess, would just come by themselves?
我们做事的常常一定要上网，对不对？可是后来变成，说不定你自己在网上看一些不是属于公司的事情。
When we work, we have to go online, but it happens at the end that you start to surfing the web, but it's not related to what your job is.
所以我们应该不要污染我们自己哦 ，pollute ourselves.
So we shall not pollute ourselves.
我们应该要过一个圣洁的生活，活在主里面哦。
We should live a holy life and dwell in the Lord.
所以有现在那个那个上一次正好听到，不过我也回想到，就是我们现在这个墙壁，我们的是一种颜色哦 ，very pure.
And look at the wall right now. It's just one color. It's very pure.
那有人说你那个房子现在有那个 mix 在一起，就是黑啊白啊什么 mix 在一起，看起来有一点糊糊的，哦，可是呢。脏了一点你也看不清楚，因为就是这个颜色哦。
And some people say if you with a paint in your home, if it's with different colors, and when it gets dirty, then they might not be seen.
所以你要卖房子，最好都把它漆成那样，人家一看都不会知道那是脏了，或者是就是这个颜色哦。
So if you like to sell your house, it's better that you paint in those colors so that nobody can realize it's dirty.
为什么这样？因为看不清楚是到底是白还是黑还是什么。
Why is that? Because it's not clearly to be seen whether it's white or black.
我们也是一样，如果我们被 pollute 了以后，到底你是基督徒是什么样子，我们也看不清楚是不是对的或者是不是错的。
And it's the same for us. When we are being polluted, whether how you being a Christian, nobody can tell.
像启示录三章十六节说的哦，你若不是你像温水一样又不冷又不热哦，我就要把从嘴巴把你吐出来哦。
Just like the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 16, if you are like lukewarm, not hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
所以我们应该过一个圣洁生活，真的是能够是圣洁的哦，是 pure 的。
So we shall live a holy life, which is pure.
但是这个 pure 是对我们自己要求哦，我们不应该去要求别人哦。
But this pureness is a requirement to ourselves. We shall not require others.
因为神自有 圣灵在里面做感动的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit will do the work of moving in each one's heart.
所以不要像法利赛人哦，叫人家做这个说那个是不对，那个这个是那个自己难担的担子都不担哦。
So don't be like the Pharisees, ask others to do this and that, but they do not bear up the burden themselves.
所以我们要怎么样不污染自己呢？我们应该常常的借着读经祷告能够更多的了解神的心意哦。
So how shall we not pollute ourselves through that we shall understand God's will through reading scriptures and also prayer?
那祷告上礼拜那个罗丽妍弟兄讲了那一段，可能有人没有来哦，就是创世纪一章十八节，十八章里面的故事哦，那个亚伯拉罕怎么去招待那个三个使者哦，去款待他们哦。
Brother Kevin shared during the prayer time, although some might not be here, he shared in the book of Genesis chapter 18 of how Abraham hosts three angels.
In the tent of God. 去款待别人，有一点就像祷告一样哦，能够真的是借着，因为你在款待别人当中，你说不定就不知不觉就款待了天使，说不定就招待了神哦。
So to host others without realizing it, you might just host angels and also hospitalize God.
那同样的，我们在祷告的话，我们祷告不是说如何去祷告哈，而是说去祷告，这是比如何祷告更重要哈。
And it's the same with prayers. It's not that how shall we pray, but we shall pray.
而且我们祷告是不是我们说什么哦
？And to pray is not what we said.
是神说什么
？And that is what God says.
所以要如果你觉得神与你有感觉神的同在的时候，你就应该去祷告，就好像那个亚伯拉罕看到那个使者来的时候，他就来款待他们。
So it's when you sense God's presence, then you should pray. Then it's just like when Abraham saw the angels coming, so he went to receive them.
所以，根据调查，基督徒平均每天祷告的时间大概四分钟哦。
So according to the survey, then for Christians, on average, their prayer time each day is 4 minutes.
对，但是这四分钟里面已经包括了谢饭祷告啊，或者是你在找停车位的时候一直祷告哦，希望有停车位。
But those 4 minutes already include the saying grace before the meal, or when you're looking for a parking spot, then you have been praying for it.
所以你怎么可能能够更寻找到神对你说话的机会呢？
So then, how are you able to find the opportunity for God to talk to you?
而且我们常常是报告哦。噼啪讲一些我的需要，然后谢谢主，阿们，就关了，主要讲话的机会都没有。
And usually we just give a report to the Lord, and at the end we just say Amen, and the Lord doesn't even have opportunity to speak to us.
所以我们应该借着常常在神面前默想，常常借着神给我们机会的时候，能够让我们怎么样学习洁净我们自己，怎么样学习。能够让我们的心向着神。
So often we should meditate before the Lord as He gives us opportunities. Then we should learn before God how we can be purified ourselves.
那我们今天的题目是到底你站在哪一边？事实上就是要我们能够学习怎么样为神站住哦。
Our topic today is that which side do we stand? Which is that we should learn to stand for God.
那为什么要为神站住呢？
Then why do we have to stand for God?
就像刚开始那个，为什么你要你妈这个像钟楼怪人一样，你还要 请他跟你一起走吗？
So just like the beginning of the story we share, beginning that even when your mom has turned to really being burned on the face or even limp on the legs, do you still invite her to go with you?
那我们常常知道，我们这个一接受主信主，我们就得到救恩了。
We know that as soon as we believe the Lord, we have received the salvation.
就得到这样的恩典哦。
And we have received such grace.
但是这个恩典不是廉价恩典哦。
But this grace is not cheap.
但是我们常常不了解。
But often we do not understand.
当有人送你礼物的时候，是免费送你的。
When someone gives you a gift, it's free.
他付上极大代价，但是你收了以后，你没付上任何代价，你就是收了。
He has paid a great price, but as you receive it without paying any cost, you just receive it.
很多时候我们不了解这一个人所付上的代价的时候，我们对那个礼物就非常的轻看。所谓轻看就是随便就处理，觉得说啊，这个就是反正是免费的。
Oftentimes, because we do not understand the great cost the person has paid, therefore, when we receive the gift, we look lightly upon it, and we just don't really see its important.
就好像这个，就好像我爸如果赚了一万块钱，辛辛苦苦赚了一万块钱，然后因为你要买房子，所以他就免费的送你一万块钱，说让你做买的那个。
Just like my father, if he has earned $10,000, so with a lot of effort, and because I need to buy the house, so he just gave it to me.
所以当你得到一万块钱的时候，你也不知道他那么辛苦哦。你说哦，突然有一万块钱，哦，要买东西啊，随便这个人要那个，我就哦说那个怎样，就很容易的就很快的就把它花光了。
So when I received the $10,000, I never understand how much effort my father has spent, so I just carelessly spent the $10,000.
所以，但是如果当你知道你父亲那么辛苦才赚来这一万块钱，为了爱你，把那一万块钱他辛苦省吃俭用的给你的时候，你就会珍惜怎么样去用这一万块钱，用得很有智慧。
But if you understand how much effort, how tired for your father to earn this $10,000, then you would treasure this money and then spend it with wisdom.
这就是为什么我们常常不能够为神站住。
That is why often we cannot stand for God.
因为我们不知道神付了极大的代价，让我们从撒旦的手中把我们拯救过来。
Because we do not realize that God has paid such a great price to deliver us out from the hand of Satan.
这个恩典叫做 GRACE 哈。
Grace is spelled with GRACE.
这个 G 就是 God，R 就是 riches，A 就是 at 哈，C 就是 Christ，E 就是 expense 哈，就是神的丰富在耶稣的在基督的付上代价里面。
It can stand for God's riches at the expense, at the Christ's expense.
所以当他把他的生命给我们的时候，我们是没有付任何代价，免费得到这个救恩哦。但是神耶稣他钉死在十字架上，他付出了所有一切。
So when he has given us this grace, we have received it freely without paying any cost. But then Christ has been crucified on the cross and paid all of the cost for us.
所以我们必须能够要认知这个神所付上的一切，我们就不会这么样轻看这个廉价的恩典。
So we shall realize how great the price that God has paid for us, then we will not look lightly upon this grace.
所以但以理就怎样，不吃王的膳食，不喝王的酒。
So therefore Daniel did not take the portion of the king's meat, nor drink the wine which the king drank.
吃蔬菜，喝白水。
And he ate the vegetables and drank water.
这也证明了这个跟这个现在科学所研究是一样的。
So it also proves that it's the same as the scientific proven.
所以如果你也吃蔬菜喝白水十天应该有效果、哦、跟这个一样。
So therefore it should show the same result if you eat vegetable and drink water for 10 days.
好，这个是但以理他借的平常在肉身所发生的事情来这样来为神赞助、哦、
So Daniel through what happens in daily life then he has stand for God.
那我们来看看怎么样在信仰上为神赞助、哦、
Then let us look at how shall we stand for God in our belief.
好，那我们知道这个哥林多前书四章九节这边讲说我们都成了一台戏、哦、给世人和天使观看。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9 it says that we have become a spectacle unto the world, to the angels and to men.
然后约伯记一章七节讲到这个撒旦在那边走来走去，然后耶和华就跟他对话，跟他说你在做什么。
And in Job chapter 1 verse 7 it says that Satan was walking around and the Lord asked Satan where comes you?
然后撒旦讲说他在地上走来走去往返而来。
And Satan answered and said from going to and forth in the earth and from walking up and down in it.
所以撒旦在地上走来走去就看在看我们。
So when Satan walks around the earth, he's looking at us.
天使也在看我们。
So are the angels looking at us.
我们也在看别人。
And we also look at others.
所以我们怎么在我们的生活中能够见证神呢？
So how can we testify for God in our lives?
好，这边第三章讲到这个尼布加尼撒王盖了一个金像，高60座，宽6座。
In chapter 3, it talks about Nebuchadnezzar has made the image of gold, which the height was 60 cubits and the breadth was 6 cubits.
这一座就是一尺半哦，差不多是这样。
One cubit means 1.5 inch.
所以60座就是90尺哦，就好像三栋房子的高度差不多。
So 60 cubits is like 90 feet, which is like 3 stories high.
Not 3 stories. 一栋楼三层楼的话大概九个 store
like 9 stories high、yeah.
那所以呢他叫他们都来拜他，结果怎样？结果这个有人告他说他们三个人不再拜他。
And the king asked all of the people to worship this golden image and some accused those three for not worship it.
所以这三个人的名字也跟我们有关哦。
So those three people's name also have to do with us.
我们也是这样、哦、
Do we also feel that we are like that?
第一个是哈拿尼亚、哦、他原来名字叫哈拿尼亚。
The first one's original name was Hananiel.
他是耶和华是有恩典。
It means that Jehovah is gracious.
然后第二个是米沙利、哦
And the second one's name was Mishnael.
他有一点说谁是神，就是说没有其他的神，没有其他像神的，只有耶和华是神，有这个意思。
And the meaning is that who is what God is? That means that only Jehovah is God.
然后第三个是亚撒利亚。
And the third one is Azariah.
是耶和华已经帮助了。
That means Jehovah has helped.
所以他们的名字就跟这个他们的名字的意思就跟他们后来所做的是一样的。
So the meanings of their names is just exactly what they have done.
虽然如果大家看一下哦，虽然他们控告他，然后叫他们马上要拜那个偶像的时候。
As we see that although they were being accused and asked them to worship the image.
然后18节哦。
Verse 18.
我们大家来念一下哦。
Let's read together.
来。即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。即或不然。
But if not.
所以，我们今天有没有这样的心智哦？就算神不来救我们的时候，我们还是要为我们的信仰能够把荣耀归给神。
So do we have the same heart today that even if God does not deliver us, but we still, for what we believe, we still give glory unto God?
但是就像他们名字，神已经帮助他们，所以为预备，后来神在他们当中，在这个火窑里面，虽然那么大的火，这个还是四个人哦。
So, but just like their name, that Jehovah has already helped them. Therefore, in such a great burning fiery furnace, that God has saved them, and in such furnace, they were four people.
你想想看，台的人在外面都被烧死了，那个火力有多大？
You can think about how great the fire when those guards carry them even burned to death.
我不晓得你有没有烧过人家头发。
I don't know if you have ever burned someone else's hair.
我烧过。
I have done it.
非常易燃哦。
It's very easy to be burned.
所以你轻轻一点就轰一下，就有一小 spark 是烧焦的味道。
So if you just light it up a little bit, then a little spot of hair will be burned.
所以如果有一个那个枪一样，冲轰那个这样，就往这边一喷一下，你可能就变成光头了。
So if you have the fire gun, then your hair will become bald.
Anyway, 就我的意思就是说，像这样连烧焦的味道都没有，头发一点都没有那个，这是不可能的。
So it's just impossible to see that there's not even the smell of burning, and the hair was not getting burned at all.
但是在人不能，在神凡事都能。
But when it's impossible with man, with God everything's possible.
他能在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的主。
He is the Lord that's able to open the way in wilderness and open the river in the desert.
所以我们为神站住，并没有吃亏哦。
So we will not lose anything when we stand for God.
那而且我们为神站住，不是只是在大事哦。哦，是不是要死的时候才说哦，我是属神的。
And also when we stand for God, that's not just happen in major critical issues like when we are dying.
在每一天的小事情上，我们是不是连魔鬼撒旦都在看哦？你做不是为人做，是为主而做。
In every little things in our daily life, even Satan is looking that, are you doing this for man or for God?
我正在准备的时候，礼拜五，公司就突然叫我到 Trenton 去出差。
As I was preparing for this, then on Friday, my company suddenly asked me to go to Trenton for business trip.
要求我开公司的车去哦。
They asked me to drive the company's car.
我真不想开，因为我想说我们公司就在旁边，就坐火车多方便。
I did not want to drive the car because I saw that I can just take the train, which is next to my company, which is very convenient.
所以，因为有某种原因，他说你要必须开车。
But for some reasons, they asked me I must drive.
所以马上思想就来了，哎，怎么不开车呢？
Then I thought, then why not drive?
如果我想不开车，唯一的方式就是怎样？我没有带驾驶执照啊。
If I was not willing to drive, then the only way I can tell them is that I did not bring my driver's license with me.
因为我平常是搭公车上班的。
Because I always take the bus to work.
这个很正当理由，马上他就不会让我搭了。
Which would be a very good reason, so they would not ask me to drive.
甚至我要去拿那个车的那个允许单子的那个同事一知道，他说你就讲说你没有那个。驾照就不会让开。
Even when I was going to take the permission to of the car, then my colleague told me that just tell them that you don't have the driver's license, then they won't let you drive.
我说我是基督徒不可以啊，虽然我心里很想，但是。
I told them I'm a Christian, therefore I cannot lie, although I really wanted to say that.
但是这就是机会，就是怎么去款待主，什么神。祷告主，就为这个事祷告。
But that was a good opportunity. How can we host the Lord and pray to Him? So I pray for this.
所以那个同事他就正好说，哦，有某某东西可以带着，你就不用开车可以那个。
So the colleague say that you can take something with you, then you don't have to drive.
后来老板也答应了。
Then my manager agreed.
所以我就坐在火车上，可以多想一下，这个一个小时可以多读一点这个主的话哦，不用开车。
So I was sitting on the train. I had extra hour to meditate before the Lord and think about.
所以你这个你这个中文怎么说 ？You honor God, God will honor 你
尊重
尊重主，主就必尊重你。
So if you honor God, then God will honor you.
所以我们希望我们能够更多的知道怎么样，到底我们站在哪一边哦。
So hope that we can understand more which side do we stand.
以前曾经有那个看过那个有一个叫 Nick， 就是没有手没有脚的那一个 No limb 没有手没有脚的那个人叫 Nick 哦。
We had seen the story and the projector, the princess named Nick, and he had no feet nor arms.
好，如果没看过的话，有机会可以看一下，我们图书馆都有哈。那，他曾经做见证说，他曾经祷告主，希望主隔天就让他有手有脚。
And if you have not seen it, our library has a tapes, and he actually has prayed that the Lord would let him have arms and legs the next day.
但他说神没有听他祷告，当然他也很沮丧哦。
Then he said that God did not listen to his prayers. Of course, he was also disappointed, upset.
那如果我今天站在台上说，我曾经是没有手没有脚，现在神赐给我手脚，你会不会相信？
And if today I'm standing here and saying that I used to be without arms and legs, but now I'm standing here with my arms and legs, do you believe that?
或者我现在没有手没有脚，我站在台上为主见证说，我虽然是没有手没有脚，但是神还是这样恩待我，让我在每天的生活上知道怎么样靠主的恩典活，而且能够为主站住。
But over, I'm standing here without the arms and legs, but I'm testifying that although I'm like this, but God has given me daily grace to stand for Him in daily life.
哪一个对你更有影响，更让你印象深刻，能够让你感动你
？Which one has more impact on you, so it would touch you more?
所以没有手没有脚的人能够为主站住。
So those without arms and legs can stand for the Lord.
我们这些有手有脚的，连平常祷告都怕人家看到。
For us with arms and legs, sometimes when we pray, we're even afraid others see us pray.
然后要发传单，大家都手脚软了哈。
Or when we have to hand out the tracts, then everyone just got weak.
所以我们到底是为谁而活？
So who are we standing? Who do we live for?
所以我们希望我们能够更多的能够在主面前知道，他是为我们付上极大代价的主，让我们能够好好的 能够荣耀主的名。
So we shall know more clearly that He is the Lord who has paid such great price for us, so we shall live for Him.
本来我准备讲两个故事，不过现在只能讲一个。
I was prepared to share two stories, but now I can only share one of them.
这是真实的故事哦。
It's a true story.
这发生在西元320年的时候。
It happened in 320 AD.
然后这个地点是在土耳其的叫做Sivest 这个地方哦。
It took place in Turkey Sivest.
这是在基督徒跟这个在这个历史上很少发生的事情，就是自己的军队把自己的士兵杀死。
It was a very rare happening in history that was the soldiers killed within themselves.
这是罗马皇的地方哦。的发生的事情。
It took place in the Roman Empire.
因为有40个士兵，他们不愿意敬拜那个别神哦。
Because they were 40 soldiers, they were not willing to worship other gods.
敬拜他们的罗马帝皇的皇，这个。的神。
To not willing to worship the god of the Roman Emperor.
所以那个地方的那个那个长官，他名字叫 Agricola.
So the government Agricola there.
他说我听说，就对这四十个士兵说，我听说你们这个不来敬拜这个罗马皇帝所邀。这个对你们只是要敬拜的神。
He told those 40 that I heard that you were not willing to come to worship the God the Roman Emperor asked you to worship.
那其中一个就代表说，因为我如果敬拜你，我就就对我们自己的神不忠哦。
And one stood up and said that if I worship the God, then therefore I'm not faithful to my own God.
所以那个。Agricola 就说，如果你再这样的话，你们就需要受到很严厉的殴打，然后也要下到地狱里面，甚至你们要死亡哦。
Then Agricola said that if you continue to be like this, then you will be under great torture and go into hell and die.
他说，这些士兵当然就是虽然他们他们受这样的苦，他们还是愿意继续来为主战术。
So the soldiers say that even if they will be tortured, but they are still willing to stand for the Lord.
所以他们就被在这个三月天很冷的天被弄到外面，然后被殴打，用鞭子打。但他们那个鞭子，你知道，罗马都是有钩子。一打下去，血肉就分开了。
So in the freezing month of March, they were being took outside and being stripped and being whipped with whips with hooks.
所以虽然他们这被这样的打，流那么多血，然后受伤那么多，他们还是坚持他们的信仰。
So although they were being beaten and a lot of blood was shed, and they still willing to stand for Lord.
所以甚至关到监牢里面，他们还是这样的愿意为主战术。
And even after being in prison, they still stood for the Lord.
所以 Agricola 很伤脑筋，他正在这个外面站的时候，突然他就。冷笑一下，他想到一个很好的方式。
So Agricola was greatly distressed because of those 40, but when he was standing outside, he thought of a great idea.
因为那时候非常冷，外面那湖那个水那个池塘吹来的冷风刺到他的下颚，他就突然想到可以把他们的衣服脱掉，让他们站在外面。
So as it was freezing and cold outside, that when the wind blows, and it gave him the idea that he can strip them naked and let them stand outside.
所以让他们所有的人都站在外面。 脱掉所有衣服站到那边去,40个人站在那边。
So he let all the 40 strip naked and stood outside.
他们那边就那40个人唱的诗歌,说我们虽然我们是主的精兵,那绝对不会惧怕这个困难,然后主一定虽然就算我们死了,我们还是要去
And so those 40 sang a hymn saying that we are the soldier of Christ. Even if we die, then we shall still enter into the eternal glory of the Lord.
所以那这个 Agricola 讲更严重的方式，不但给你让你动，而且还诱惑你，他在他们所站的四周里面。 用那个桶子烧了很温暖的水，说你们如果愿意的话，去拜我们的神的时候，你就可以来这边进去里面温暖一下，就是笑这个温暖的水。And
Agricola even tempt them by putting all the warm baths in the baskets around them and tell them that if you are willing to worship the God that we worship, then you can just jump right into the warm bath.
所以天色暗了，那时候他们士兵都听到他们有一起的祷告，说希望他们能够一起，就是这40个人一起能够在这个征战当中能够荣耀主的名，然后能够 不受诱惑试探，能够一起，能够继续，能够在一起，不要受到试探。And
as it was getting dark, everyone heard their prayer. They prayed that let the Lord be 40 of them all engage in this battle, and grant that all 40 of them might be crowned and not being tempted, and none of them might be missing from this number.
突然在很暗的时候。 其中两个士兵，其中一个看到那个天黑的地方，有像那个像 angel 一样，像 spirit 一样的人，那个给每一个士兵上面都拿了一个金色的冠冕，然后手上都拿着那个非常这个富贵的长袍要给他们穿上。
There were two guards guarding the 40 soldiers, and one of them saw that as it was getting dark, but the heaven split open, and there were angels with the golden crown and also the robes that was going to put on those 40.
正在讲的时候，那个士兵说：“哪有这回事？那么暗怎么看得到？只有这一个看到这样异象。”
And the other guard said that, how could it be? It was so dark. How can you see everything? How can you see anything? Then only this guard saw this vision.
所以他们士兵又在讲说，不要那么傻了，你们赶快来这边温暖一下，不要在那边为了你那个神来站住，多么的辛苦，来洗一下温暖吧。
So the guards tell the soldiers that don't be so foolish, don't stand for your God anymore. Just come to and jump into the warm bath. It's very warm.
这时候突然有一个黑色的影像过来，就是其中一个，他离弃了，愿意，就是要来洗这个温水澡。
Then at this moment, one of the 40 he has left to be stand firm, and he was coming to go into the bath.
所以呢，士兵就把他扶着他，然后就让他在温水里面去了。So
the guards carry him to be into the warm bath.
但是因为你知道吗？那么 freeze， 然后突然进到那个温水热水里面，他就整个他的 body 就 shut down， 结果他就死了。
As you know, when he was freezing and all of a sudden he jumped into the hot bath, so his body shut down and died.
但是那一个士兵看到异象的士兵呢，他马上呢就把他衣服脱掉，然后 他就跑向那个原来三十九个人的地方，所以他们又变成四十个人在那边一起为神来做见证。
And as the guard who has saw the vision, he stripped himself naked and he went in and stand among the 39 soldiers, and together it became 40 people, 40 again stood firm for God.
所以隔天早上呢，他们四十个人都死了。
And the next morning, all 40 died.
所以那个阿圭科拉就说，他们死了就把他们都烧。烧成灰，然后把灰撒在那个河里面。
And then Agricola said that since they all died, let's burn them into ashes and cast into a river.
所以这个士兵正在把这些僵硬的尸体丢到车上的时候，发现其中还有一个人，有动的迹象。他是一个附近的一个人家的最年轻的儿子。
But when the guards were carrying the 40 bodies, the dead bodies onto the carts, but they realized one of them still had breathed, and the one who had breathed was actually someone who lived close by, and he was the youngest among them.
而且他们看到他妈妈就在那边。
And they saw that his mother was just nearby.
所以他们就找他妈过来打个手势。
So they called his mother come here.
他说你儿子还没有死哦，我们假装是看那一边，你就偷偷的把你儿子带回家，希望他好起来。
They told his mother that your son still hasn't died yet, so we will not look at you, and then you can bring him home and take care of him, let him be okay.
你猜他妈妈怎么样？他妈大叫，你在说什么啊？
And guess what his mother said? His mother said, "What are you talking about?"
他说。我这个，你怎么可以欺骗我儿子的冠冕
？She said, "How can you cheat the crown of my son?"
让我绝对不会让这一件事情发生的。
I will never let this happen.
所以呢，他就用非常大的力量呢，把他儿子也丢在那个人里面。
So she also used great strength, also cast her son into one of those 39.
他说儿子走了，走吧。
She said, son, let's go.
他说你能跟他们一起见到主的时候，你不是落后的一个人。
She said that as you see the Lord, you are not the one who's falling behind.
所以这个是真实的故事，那一个那些士兵知道了，他们都很惊讶，说这就是基督徒。
As it was a true story, when all the guards they knew it, they were very surprised and they say that is Christian.
这边有三种人，你要想想，你其实是四种人哦，你要想想我们是属于哪一种。
There are four types of people here. Then you shall think about which one we are.
第一个是那个四十，应该是说那个三十九个之一的人是为神站住，不论是什么样情形，他都为神站住。
The first type is that those 39 that they, regardless of the circumstances, they stood firm for God.
第二种人是就像圣经说的那个两个儿子的比喻哦，在他们去葡萄园那个问大儿子说你要不要去种啊，先说 no， 然后他 yes， 后来跑去了，一个说 yes， 后来 no， 没有去哦。那这边这个就是刚开始坚持说要荣耀主的名，后来就 chicken out。这个是那个像二儿子一样，那个士兵就像大儿子一样，刚开始没有，后来他愿意成为神的荣耀。
And the second type is just like the two sons in the vineyard. The eldest one, at first he said no, he did not want to work in the vineyard, but later he went. And that's just like the guard who at first he did not stand firm for the Lord, but when he saw the glory of the Lord, he went to become part of the 39. And then the other one is like the younger son who first said yes, he will work at the vineyard, but later he said no. Just like one of the 40, the soldier, at first he was able to stand firm, but later he chickened out.
第三个当然不是属于这种，就是你没有机会，但是你有机会来帮助别人，能够让他们也能够站得稳的时候，你是不是愿意也能够跟着上主的旨意？
And the third type is that when you have the opportunity to help others, are you able to follow up according to God's will?
第四个当然是什么都没有，就是 做一个像平信徒什么，好像都跟他没有关系了。
And the fourth type will be just someone who feels whatever happens have nothing to do with him.
所以求主帮助我们能够能够在这个为主站住，然后能够保守我们的心，让我们不受这个世界上任何事的污染。
So pray that the Lord can help us to stand firm for Him and also keep our hearts and not being polluted by the world.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主啊，求主能够保守我们的心，让我们能够在这个弯曲变扭的时代成为你无瑕疵的儿女。
Dear Lord, pray that you can keep our hearts so in this perverse and crooked generation we can become your children without blame.
能够为主站住。
We can stand for Lord.
能够把荣耀归给主。
And we can give the glory unto the Lord.
求主带领我们，虽然靠着我们自己不行，但是靠着主，我们凡事都行。
Pray that you lead us, although by ourselves we are not able, but by the Lord everything is possible.
求主带领，祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.